Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring him in now, Paul Emmig, our green and gold analyst. Paul, how you doing?
Doing great, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. So the other day, you and I got talking, and now OTA's wrapping up, and there's a lot of banter about some of the secondary and about the play in the second. Let me ask you this. How many guys have we seen play really, really well in a helmet and shorts or in training camp, and then all of a sudden they're warriors when it comes to the exhibition season, and when you get to the regular season, they're not to be heard from again?
Oh, there's a list full of guys, Bill, who are like you said, they're the guys who show up in early training camp before the pads get on. They're the guys who show up in OTAs. And they look like this guy is going to be totally legit and a really good player right away. And then all of a sudden it starts to matter more, and the pads go on and these guys fall off. Immediately, DJ Williams comes to mind, the tight end who they had gotten from in the fifth round, I believe, in 2013, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He had come out of college as a very hyped player. NFL scouts wondered if he was the right size for the tight end position. He came out and some of his early stuff on the practice field was incredible, and that did not last, obviously, as he's been out of the league for a couple of years. But it's why it can be a bit of fool's gold. Sometimes it's a nice tease. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of guys who have shown up in the past. Ladarius Gunter comes to mind 2 years ago, who immediately flashed, got guys like Mike Clemens and myself and you talking. And sure enough, 2 years later, as an undrafted player, could arguably be considered the top corner that the Packers had last year. So it's kind of a 50-50 split, but there have been examples of both for sure over the years.
So I wanted to get back into this discussion that we somewhat alluded to on Wednesday, and that is the JerMichael Finley piece. And he's been making the rounds on the television networks regarding his Players Tribune article. And it really is an interesting look behind the scenes as he's taken from the field and taken into a back entrance to the hospital, and the realization that your career has come to an end, and making the determination between money, family, and the possibility of additional money, and then balancing that with insurance payouts. And what did you take away from reading that?
Well, so much, because when JerMichael Finley was with the Packers, he and I had a great relationship. He was always a go-to guy to talk to. He always gave you his honest opinion, which means not only am I not surprised he did this article, because he's always been very willing to share, even at times when it's gotten him into trouble. I'm going to give you a quick story here. This was maybe 2013. What year was Brian Urlacher's last year? 2013. And I'd gone over to talk to him, and there was a question if Urlacher was going to be out or not for the upcoming Packers-Bears game. And he gave a quote that essentially said, you know what? Brian Urlacher's had a great career, but the Bears are way better off without him. And he didn't mean anything by it. He's just such a straight shooter that quote really made the rounds, and it turned up on ESPN, and it turned up on all of the networks, where it was like, is Finley disrespecting? And he never means that by it. So for him to be this open and honest, for me, wasn't a surprise at all. You start seeing some of the stuff, though. I remember when he told us back in 2013, the quote that his son said to him, which was, even after the first concussion, prior to the spinal cord bruise, essentially, that ended his career, his son telling him, Daddy, please don't play football anymore. And boy, that's a hard thing to hear from your very young son. And then you fast forward only 5 weeks, and here he is again, this time being carted off the field, like you said, as he describes in great detail, to the hospital and through the basement, and wondering if he's even alive. Like, where am I? This is such a dingy, dark, weird place. Is it possible I'm dead right now? I mean, it's just such a startling thing for a guy who was only 27 years old, 26 years old, maybe Finley was at the time, to have to think about, where, 30 minutes earlier, you're out on Lambeau Field catching a pass from Aaron Rodgers for a very good Packers team that's just 2 years removed from a Super Bowl. And now the kind of thoughts are crossing your mind about, where am I? What is happening? Am I alive or not? And this was a great telling story. It's obviously wonderful to see a former player who's still only 30 years old, who has, you know, admitted the help that he needed, has gotten the help he needed, and is now hopefully inspiring many other former players or players who this might happen to in the near future, you know, to kind of embrace that you're not the outlier here, that if you're having these situations happen to you where your mood has drastically changed, where all of a sudden you don't even want to talk to people anymore because you just feel so different, that it's not your fault per se. Your brain and other things with these football injuries have just changed your body chemistry. So a wonderfully revealing look that I'm sure many players in the future will hopefully take great notice of and hopefully affect their future lives as well as Jermichael's.
This comes on the heels of players saying that they are lowering on purpose their baseline tests for concussions. They're hiding symptoms. One sentence in there struck me, and I understand it. I get it, where he says, football for me was like an addiction. I worked my butt off to come back, and even though I knew that if I signed with a team and stayed for a certain number of days, I think it was around 14, get a couple of games worth, I'd become ineligible to collect my $10 million in insurance money. But he says football was an addiction. For many players, that's it. It's not just the money. It's the game itself. Therefore, the startling revelation that many players over the last couple of years are on purpose lowering or almost outright failing baseline tests on when they're completely healthy, so that way if they do, quote, get the bell rung, they don't have to worry about, you know, necessarily coming back in a shorter period of time.
Yeah, I think if you told, you know, any average person that here's $10 million to never go to your job again, $10 million, tax-free. You know, you have an insurance policy that gives you $10 million if you never do what you do as a profession again. You know, that is that's tempting, to say the least. It's $10 million tax-free. You're in your late 20s. You're set for life, as he said in his article. And yet he knew, had he signed with the Seahawks, you know, had he not failed his physical and signed with the Seahawks, had he lasted there for 2 weeks, that money's gone. You know, all that insurance money that he was paying to be able to have that ability, that luxury, if you will, would have been gone. And yet still the desire to play, even though his health would have been back at risk, even though that $10 million insurance policy, that tax-free $10 million, I mean, my goodness, would have been gone. The addiction was so real that he wanted to come back. You know, it reminds me too, Bill, I'll just mention it real quick. It's a different circumstance, but five, six years ago, I did a lengthy piece on Don Majkowski, talked to him at length. You know, he detailed all of the issues he's having physically and has been having physically since his 30s. Now he was to a point even 5 years ago where he couldn't get off the couch without pain. So after this 30-minute conversation and interview that detailed every physical ailment someone could possibly have, he concluded with, but you know what, Paul? I would do it all over again. I loved it. And it's just that startling realization that these guys do get addicted to it, and it's an addicting thing to be an NFL football player and to be in the spotlight, and that sometimes the pain and the agony and the fear that goes along with it sometimes gets overridden by just the desire to do what it is you do best. And for a lot of these guys, that is play football. And it's amazing to know the way that they, as Jermichael Finley said, the way they're wired. It's just the way they're wired. And it's, you know, it's very, very unique to, you know, for an adult human to be of that wiring. But these guys, most of them really are that way.
You know, the funny thing was, and I shouldn't say it's funny, but he had talked about forgetting things. He would go out to drive his car and forgot his keys. He would run out and forget his phone or his wallet. It's funny because I do that every day. Every day I come out, I've got a whole list of things I got a whole pile of stuff. It's a phone, it's an earpiece, it's my keys, it's my, you know, which car am I driving today? I got a fob, and do I need keys, or do I, you know, because I'm going to take my bike or I'm not taking my, all this different stuff goes through your head. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I understand where he's equating some of this to the neck injury and to how his personality changed and his agitation level has gone up and everything. But I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God. I mean, I've got all of that. I do all that almost every day. It's funny because I always tell my dogs always sit there and look at me like I'm nuts. And I say, well, back again, you know. I'm gone this time for sure. And I'm talking to myself and I'm talking to my dogs. But I do it every day. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, you know. But I can't equate any of this to what he's gone through. maybe it's me just more so than anything, just forgetfulness. But nevertheless, it's the fact that you grow more isolated when you walk away from a game that is, quote, your addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was an incredible read.
It really was. And I guess my two-part follow-up to you would be, one, were you having those symptoms in your late 20s? And two, how many times did you, quote-unquote, get your bell rung, would you say?
Well, I know, concussion-wise, I know of at least one was severe. Then there's two other times that I know that I was concussed, one of which was recognized, one of which was not.
Hmm. Okay. And so, is some of this newer for you, though, or has
in the last 5-10 years, it's become more prevalent. Okay. You know, but I also think to myself that I've done a magnificent job of keeping it together with the schedules and things like that. But, I understand where he's coming from, because you start to think to yourself, wait a minute, is something going on here? You know, and then you think about, as you get older, you start to think about things down the road. Okay, is this going to worsen, or is this just me being goofy? You know, that type of thing. The old adage is, you've got so much on your mind. Yeah. Well, you know, things are going to fall through the cracks. But, you know, as you get older, you start to think, are they falling through the cracks, or is there an issue here? And I think that's where he's going, is, do I have this issue because of this neck injury that's not only changed my personality, but it's changed my thought process?
Yeah, I think they're just wired to a point where you want to quote unquote play through it. You want to rub some dirt on it and you'll be fine. You know, you just want to always find a way to not admit that you're injured or that you're hurt or that you have this concussion. And for a lot of guys, that's the problem. And then, okay, you're done playing. And like you said in the article, he no longer had people weighing him in every day. They no longer had him checking on him 3 times a day to see how his workouts were going. All of a sudden he was alone. Right. He's just he's out there in the world living his own life without having, you know, 5 different people check on him on a daily basis about, you know, his workout routines and his diets and his weigh-ins and everything else. And, you know, it is that isolating feeling. And it's good to know that the story at the end of the road is a positive one, because we've seen far too many of these turn out negative. And it's certainly a positive end to that big story.
Yeah, it's absolutely, and that's the best part about it. Good stuff as always, man, and then we will chat again next week. Have a good Memorial Day weekend, okay?
You as well, Bill.
All right, buddy, talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes, more so about the Players Tribune article, which we never really had a chance to go in depth on, but it is an incredibly interesting piece. It is still up on the Facebook fan page if you have not gone there to read it. It's a little bit of a lengthy read, but it's basically Jermichael Finley in his own words telling you what he's gone through. Not only from the moment he took the hit, but up until basically today. So if you go to Facebook.com and find The Bill Michaels Show, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, or just simply search Bill Michaels and go to the verified blue checkmark page, you'll see a blue checkmark next to my name. That's the one to go to, and it's posted there. And you can like us there as well. Paul joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.